Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Yes, we thank you all for tuning in to another episode of the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show with your host, Justified and Cocaine. Thank you all for tuning in. We've got another hot show for you guys today. We're going to be opening up the call lines to the community and really getting in deep with what our people are doing out there, see who's putting their faith into action. I'm going to mic up my co-host, Mr. Cocaine, is in the building. How you doing today, sir?
Man, I'm blessed, man. I can't complain. Any day you wake up and see sunlight, it's always a blessing. And God bless you guys. God bless this radio platform. And God bless the Die For Radio and all my brothers and sisters that's listening to the show. We here, brother.
Hey, man, it's starting out already a great show. The call lines are, you know, loaded as usual. We got a lot of folks that's on the lines with us today that, you know, want to share some input. Everybody hasn't raised their hand yet.
But
we got some callers that we'll be getting to shortly. Just want to let y'all know how we're going to bring it to you today. You know, we've kind of spoiled you and always had, you know, special guests, but Cocaine and I decided that we want to reiterate how important our callers and our, you know, the community is. So we just wanted to take this week to highlight our community and our people, you know what I mean, and get through some calls,
yeah.
Bring you guys, let you share your testimony, let us know how God has impacted your life, what type of organizations and situations you have going on that is using faith and putting it in action. So we're going to have a good day, you know, with our callers, with our community today, and, you know, God's
yes.
will be
yes.
Blessed.
Yes, man, and I wanted to interject, and before we go on, brother, I want to give send a prayer out to my boy K9. His niece is in stage, has a serious cancer thing, and chemo is barely working. Her name is Mariah. So we've been praying for you, Mariah, praying for the family and K9 that God gives a miracle. We've been asking the Lord to intercede on behalf. So I just want to say our prayers go out to you, brother, and definitely to you, Mariah. May you have a speedy recovery. May God continue to let you be the miracle and the example that so many people need to see, because God is real. So our prayers go out to y'all. And
to that iceberg, he made a post earlier today via the social network. You know, his mother was hospitalized last night, and he wanted all, you know, the mafia to lift her up in prayer. So, you know, God is the greatest physician of all. So to, you know, we want to encourage, you know, our family, our friends, and our listeners to, you know, call in, share with us what you need prayer for so we can join our faith with yours and, you know, manifest miracles, because prayer does work.
Yes, it does. And something I just want to share with you, share with everybody, you know, on Mafia Radio, something, you know, that I asked God for, you know, each time we go into this Mafia Radio, I go into my prayer, you know, because I need to be free consciously of my own things that, you know, I do personally throughout my times. You know, I'm not always correct with my mouth and different other things, but when I go into this mafia radio, I say my prayers, and I ask God to give me revelation. I ask him to forgive me first, cleanse me in that blood, and cleanse me first. So that way I don't think about so many distractions. When I do, man, I prayed before we got on the line, and one thing that God put on my spirit, and I know it's God, he said, get them out their comfort zone. Get them out community needs. You know what I'm saying? It's too many of us. Of course, we are supposed to, after we pack the churches and different other things like that, we're supposed to take it out on the street. We're not supposed to kill somebody on Tuesday, then go to church on Sunday. We need more of action. We need to get them out the comfort zone. See, that's what the prophets and the Lord Yahshua did when they walked. They got them out their comfort zone. We celebrate the niceness of the word, but we don't celebrate the relevance of their walk. And it's like we cannot keep having jubilees and different other things like that without putting action, without asking God for innovative solutions to end certain things like homelessness, you know, because the devil knows he's sneaky. You know, and we got to get out our comfort zone, you know, because a lot of preachers out there, you know what I'm saying, and it's not for me to judge, but the difference between judging and walking by the truth and righteousness, if it's the truth, it's the truth. You know, they're more worried about position and numbers and their finances than they are saving souls. But still, we as the community, it's many ways that God is allowing us to come in and bring people over to him by using us as vessels. And paying tithes is much more than just putting money out of your pocket and you feeling good for that day, because it goes back to killing somebody on Tuesday and feeling good on Sunday. This thing is about grace, and I thank God for putting out, get them out the comfort zone, and maybe it might be a platform like this, Mafia Radio. Maybe it might be somebody else from the hood doing it. But whatever thing it is, we got to stop criticizing each other by things that we think is wrong instead of basing it on people that are talking the truth according to God's word. And it just put it on my heart because, you know, I do a lot of research, brother. And I really felt strong on my spirit when I seen the L.A. preachers and people that I followed so much. Like a lot of brothers. But time I seen that, it did rub my spirit wrong. And now they having lawsuits from everywhere, because if you think about it, it's a certain fine line between prosperity and true prosperity and people that just putting out false prosperity. You know, and the true prosperity is peace within. And we got to be fishermen of men. That means we got to get out of our comfort zone, out that church, and go into the streets. You know, where would we be if Brother Martin Luther King just threw in the towel and didn't go out in the streets? He got it in the church. But if you really think about it, brothers and sisters, we are the temple. You know, so we cannot be hoodwinked and bamboozled about things, because you got to remember, Satan can walk right on that pulpit with us. And I just thank God that God put that on my spirit to share with everybody, and to get out there in all walks of life. You know, all my brothers, all my street brothers, street cats, homeless people, those are the people that we touch it, because it's hypocrisy going on. And we got to really shake that stuff off and search for God on our hearts, because he says, seek ye first the kingdom, not your own ambition. We are here by grace, because you look like you follow the law and you bear fruit for things that God blessed you for. You can still put out the wrong frequencies by not doing the first thing you're supposed to do, is follow the likeness of God. Follow him no matter what. So I just feel honored that God will put that on my mind, and we have to encourage each other, brothers and sisters, to say, you know what, after you leave the church or if you leave the masjid, let's go ahead and it's all raptured around love. Let's go ahead and do innovative solutions to really cause an impact. But for too long, we caused an effect on our people, but it ain't doing that. Now they need an impact, you know. So I thank God for using You Justified, using its platform, and whatever platform, God, you got to remember, everybody got to remember platform, different platforms ain't the same, but it's all for the one same thing, God. That's it. So I just appreciate that, and you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and interject that on there, and I praise God for giving that to me. You know, at times we could all fall short of the grace, but the good thing about it is that when they can see Justified and they can see, you know, Jerry Long, a.k.a. Cocaine, you know, they kind of relate to that. And we want to relate to the community with this whole situation that we're doing. So that's why, you know, we're not here name dropping or anything like that. This is, it takes a village. That means we all not perfect. We need each other. And that's what we wanted to do this week, is to really share with y'all and that y'all are our special guests. You know what I'm saying? To go ahead and open up on this dialogue on Mafia Radio. So we can go into the rest of the thing all day, but y'all already know, I hope it really sinks in. I think I delivered it, and I praise God, and I know it hit somebody. What it do, Just?
Yeah, definitely. You know, having faith is one thing, but putting it into action is another. And even with, you know, the social, you know, networking and the, you know, the promotions, you know, that we put behind this situation, you know, it's easy to click a like button. You feel me? It's easy to say amen on a comment thread, but it's harder to do something, to pick up the phone, to call in, to allow your testimony, you know, to win the souls of many, because you never know who's tuning in, who's listening, and how what God has done for you, you know, will touch somebody else and be a seed, whether it's planting a seed or watering a seed that's already been planted. It's about taking action. You know what I mean? So that's what we're about, and this is the perfect platform for. We got a bunch of callers on the line. I want to shout out the area code so you know I do see you. We got 818 in the building, 323-804-213-501-910-757. Some more 323s. We got the lines popping for God. They calling in to participate in this platform to where we join our faith together every Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Mafia Radio. So I want to take it to these call lines. We're going to start from the top. We got 818 in the building, and I definitely want to get him the mic. 818, how you doing today?
Hello, is this me? Hello?
Yes, this is you. You're on the live with Justified and Cocaine, Men of Faith in Action Radio. How you doing?
Hello, I'm doing well, man. It's Bobby Buck, man, down here in Los Angeles. And I got on y'all call last week when y'all had MC Hammer and everything. And I was listening to it for the first time, and I was really digging with y'all, the program y'all working on your radio show.
Amen, amen. This is one of our special guests. As we said, the community is our special guest. This brother has, you know, some things that he's doing, and the word action, you know, resonates with him. Why don't you give us a little insight onto what it is that you do and how you're putting your faith into action?
Well, a little testimony, because really it's a large one, but a little bit part of it is I'm originally from Arkansas, and I came out here, like most people, to be rich and famous. So I tell people I came out here I drunk with a dream until I tripped over reality and found my purpose. And then I started seeing things in a different light. So I actually went homeless myself, and I got, you know, depressed, and I was wondering, I made it to Skid Row. That ain't what I come here for. But now knowing that when I went to Skid Row, people say, you really in the middle of a gold mine. And I'm like, man, I don't see it. But at the time, I wasn't seeing it. But when I was walking down through Skid Row one day, and the thought came to me, these people are getting paid big money to keep us suppressed.
Yes.
And I said, they getting paid good for false actions. I said, I want to start my own independent advertising company to start advertising all the real positive actions. And that's when the word action starts sticking in my mind.
Mm. And you know what? Can I just say something real quick, real briefly, brother, just to interact? This is Jerry Cocaine, brother.
Yes, sir.
One thing, and that's good, because, that, you know, when the spirit hits you, it hits you. It's like when you give a baby a pass. When you give a baby a pacifier, right? You know, it stops crying for the moment. But then, what's gonna happen when the baby figure out that there ain't no milk or no infant in it? It's gonna continue to cry. So one thing that's set up is the reason why I pray that for brothers like you, and praise God for brothers like you, is that we have to think about innovative solutions and think about things to go ahead and hit the roots of the problem. Because the simple fact is this, is that it costs $5 billion a year, brother, to go ahead and leave the homeless out on the street because of so many trips to the ER. And for one trip that a homeless person has to take, costs 2 months of rent to house and clothe and food them. So that's hitting solutions. That's hitting solutions that's cutting a nerve, because it makes sense to the taxpayers if people don't want to use the spiritual thing. See, we need things to not put things and pacify things, because what's going to happen, brother? What's going to happen, brother, when we go ahead and come, and we, it is our civil duty to go ahead and continue to help and feed the have-nots like we do. But each individual that's doing it have their own personal universe, and we can petition and come together, you know what I'm saying, and pray for leadership to go ahead and think of innovative solutions, because what's going to happen the next day when they don't have nobody there, when the trucks are gone, when nobody can give them, everybody's hearing about, oh, these people on this corner got all this food, but then at the same time, the people that's coming, oh, the delivery truck is gone. And then they're back to square one again. So it makes sense. See, this is what the agenda is that Satan wants to keep us down, because it's the rich is the richer and the poor is getting poor. So I appreciate, man, anything that you're starting, brother, like this. And it's like it's very cohesive and congruent towards each other, and it's crazy. We sound minds think alike, brother. We have to think of solutions, y'all. You know, so whatever you got going on, brother, you know what I'm saying? You can continue. I just wanted to give that and say, man, we congratulate you on that. May God take you there, brother.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yes, sir. And like God with me the whole time, and, you know, when I was keeping what was happening. And then it's just, I don't know, it just did something to me when I came here and I started witnessing all the falseness that's going on and how they deliberately want to keep it that way.
I mean, well, it's always an opponent. You feel me? So, in order to represent, you know, God's kingdom, we must understand that there's an opponent, and that is, you know, Satan and his workers. You feel me? The Bible speaks on powers and principalities, and you know,
right.
Media, and you know, we'll just subtopic and call it the world. You know, they want to keep us blind to the truth. You feel what I'm saying? If they can keep us blind to the truth, then we can't do nothing about it because we haven't addressed the problem. It's just like with an addiction. You have to address the problem in order to solve the problem. So if they keep it under wraps and nobody's doing nothing about it, they're winning, and they are winning, but we know who wins in the end. But it's a responsibility that comes to each one of us to put our faith into action. And, you know, like Public Enemy said, we got to fight the power. You feel me? We can't just buckle down and take it because they said so. You feel me? We got to hit them back with what God said. God said so. So we going to like this. And, you know, we applaud you and anybody else that you know, sees a need and not only sees it and covers their eyes to it, but, you know, research information and put it into action and try to do something about it. So we definitely salute you and everything that you're doing with your movement. Tell us a little bit about your friend that we're going to be having join us on the line soon.
Okay, Don, this is Miss Shauna Sterling, and she's one of my business partners, and she's been with me through all of it, you know, been off and on homeless, in and out of shelters, and she still was keeping close touch with me and keeping me going and everything. But she has her own testimony and story with her youth foundation, the Sterling Family Youth Foundation, and she'll try to give you a little bit more information on it. But she was an abused wife, and she came through that, and now she has this foundation where she wants to help the youth, and it's going to be a reach out. The outreach, because we both want to reach out to bring our people to the right and proper information.
Well, let's see if she's in these call lines. I'm going to go through this next caller. We got a 323 that's been holding on with us.
We have called her, too.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Shauna Sterling. How are you doing, Justified?
We're blessed. We were just speaking about you, so it happened to be that you were the next caller in the queue to come on. How you doing today?
I am blessed. I am truly blessed and excited about being on your show with not only you, but your partner, Cocaine. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Peace and blessings, sis.
Okay. Well, I've known Bobby and his action movement for quite a few years now. And like I said, I was kind of one of his motivations about, you know, helping him keep his head up. And we talked a lot about God and a lot about, just a lot about everything. And then he also was a business partner and a partner to me when I went through losing my father almost four, well, actually 4 years ago tomorrow. He shared that I was a battered wife, which I was a battered wife for 4 years, and I had to bring myself out of that. And through the grace of God, he brought me out of that with no injury, mentally, spiritually, or emotionally.
Glory.
And going through all that, I went back home to my dad. And my dad was not only just my dad. He was my homeboy. He was my best friend. And losing him made me stop and think, being a single mom and the things and the struggle I went through trying to raise my kids being a single mom, especially a boy in the South Central LA area, what do we need? Because my son got caught up in the gang banking and the fast money and the in and out of the juvenile hall. That, you know, he got caught up in that. And I blame myself for it. And I had to pray about it. And in praying about it, it brought me back to the situation, rear up a child in the way that you should have them to go. They'll rear from it, but they'll come back to it. I had to remember that. And unfortunately, because of the loss of my father, my son's grandfather, that's what took my son to come back to his roots, the loss of his grandfather. And I can thank God now that even though we lost our loved one, something good did come out of it. My son moved out of the area because he knew he couldn't do it by being in the area. He moved out of the area. I have three beautiful grandchildren from him. He's keeping, you know, he's keeping it real. He's not in trouble anymore. He's been holding down a job, and he's now working on his rap music. So in saying all that, that made me think that I need a foundation where I can reach out to these kids who are having issues, reach out to their families, because where the family have luggage, the kids have luggage. So I want to be that outreach program that gives them the education on what street drugs can do to them, what prescription drugs can do to them, what psych meds can do to them. What are your rights as a human? Just different avenues for them to bring their tone levels up. So when I refer them over to programs like Bobby's or even bring them to your radio show, their tone level will be up and they will be more perceptive to take in the things that they need to take in that's good for them. And they'll have a more open mind to take this stuff in. And then when we tell them God loves them, they'll understand it more, and they won't look at us like we're crazy and say, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. We salute you for that and say glory to God for that, because that's that encouragement and testimony that made you stronger, and God put his spirit inside your mind and vision to go ahead and move forward. And we really honor you for that, because that's all these young kids, they need to be inspired. And the only way they are is the people that they relate. See, it's easy to talk the talk, but they need to relate to more so because they're hurting. You know, they need to relate to people that have been through the sickness of it. And we appreciate, and that's what it's about. In this matrix system of business, or in this, you know, how we're connecting, you know, we're giving God the glory because that's all they need. God is love, bottom line. And if we can continue to be resilient, that's the key, is in consistency and staying resilient. So we appreciate you being a frontline soldier, the brother that came from homeless and to having that spirit and God doing by him good by you guys, and we doing good by him. That's what it's about, because God said it ain't going to be easy. He said fight the good fight of faith. That means we need resilience out there. We don't need people to give up on these young kids out there. regardless if it make us want to pull our hair out. But it's a reason for everything, you know, because we now cannot talk about the branches of the problem. We always got to talk about the root to the problem. So we appreciate you, and anytime you want to bring some of them youngsters and let them feel encouraged and talk to a platform, have a platform, it's just going to inspire the next, and it's going to be infectious. And that's what we hear. You know, they're infected by things they see on TV and things that are perpetuating feeding their pineal gland and their mind and their spirit. Well, we're going to offset it. We're not here to judge these youngsters. We're here to love on these youngsters, and we're here to interject God in them and let them know, not all the time, let's just talk about life. We ain't got to throw the God on you right away. We can just talk about life, how you doing, what's going on in your world.
Right.
And that's what they're waiting on. They waiting on. They waiting on for us to listen to them, and they want to talk. So we appreciate your efforts more than your efforts. I know God is going to take you to higher ground, and you're going to be effective. And you're going to, it's very inspirational, sister and brother, to be able to fellowship with you. And anything you need from us individually, Mafia Radio, we full attention. That's first fruit. And let's continue to crusade and fellowship and inspire and change some of the riptide that Satan is trying to throw out there for our youngsters and just people in general.
Right. Exactly. We need to I want to challenge everybody. Tell somebody every day that you love them and just see, let's see how that's going to change someone's life.
Yes, yes. I'd like to ask, you know, for you and, you know, Bobby to stay on the line with us. You know, we want to get to some of these other callers, and, you know, we may need to come back to you for insight and input. But we want to keep it moving down these lines. We want to thank everybody that's tuning in via the Internet. If you want to join this conversation, feel free to dial in at 646-200-4945. It's the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show with your host, Justified in Cocaine. We're going to move on down the line and bring in this 213 that's been holding with us. 213-703, you're on the line with Justified in Cocaine.
Wow, that sounds like me. This is Auntie Dee Dee. And thank you for having me. I feel real honored. Shauna brought me to tears. Thank you, Bobby Buck, for inviting me onto this talk show, this Block Talk Radio show. Going live, I had to Google cocaine because I've heard the word, and I know it's like a rapper, but I'm like, wait a minute. And it's almost like a good way of getting everybody's attention. However, listening to you, I press one, meaning I had to get on the radio and to thank you for all that you said and all that you testified and all that you let be known based on the type of person and prominent person that you are, in spite of, you know. It's not based on just the image that we look at today. It's based on who you are and who you withhold inside. I had no idea what I was going to say, and I asked God to use me and just take over my tongue and talk for me and through me to you guys.
Glory to God.
When I heard that, it's like a testimony that you can, first of all, when I called, I'm here and, you know, I believe Marvin Sapp, and I'm like, wow, wait a minute. You know, mind you, based on what guest is on here, Marvin Sapp, are you serious? See, people don't know. They have no clue. My testimony goes deep, but then I'm going to keep it brief and go straight to the point. I'm not originally from California, came out to California, and got lost. Grew up, started having kids, had six, four living, all boys, six boys, four living boys. I love to smoke weed, and I loved it to smoke weed. And that bud turned to PCP, to meth, to crack cocaine.
Right.
I was lost. And I was the opposite from what I heard about downtown. Be aware, stay away from it, because that's the belly of the beast. You'll be stuck. My east side and is my downtown was east side, south central L.A., and it, downtown is downtown, but mine considerably was south central L.A., and I'm talking about central Manchester, them type streets. And
wow.
I became cutthroat. I became
wow.
a female cutthroat. There's nothing you can pull past me, because I knew the object of the game was I got to get you before you get me.
Right.
3 years it took me down under. I lost my kids in the process. If anybody's familiar with the justice system, with a children's service, you get a second chance, and it's called 388. Man, I lost all hope, because that disease took over me mentally, physically, and spiritually. I knew it was the problem because I was broke, honey. I was broke. I was hungry. I lost my hair. And if you knew what I looked like, I had nothing. I was flat front and back.
Right.
And I did a year in jail, county jail. Didn't do the penitentiary, but that's okay. But God set me down, although when I got out April 15, 2004, I smoked again until my body couldn't take it no more. April 26, 2004 is my sobriety date, and I've been clean ever since.
Glory to
and,
God. Glory
my
to God.
Kids,
he
my
is worthy.
Dang, God is good. Yeah, I'm just giving you the highlights. Oh my God. When I got to the treatment center, okay, I battled the idea, of course, because I'm fighting them spirits. It took 6 months, thank God, only 6 months. However, I started working and everything, but then my story, the remembrance of it all, it's like, man, I don't know how to explain this. I don't know how to tell you exactly what I went through, and how can I help someone, because you people are actually helping me, a wretch like me. Are you serious? I done cussed at you. I done damn near whooped on you.
Mm.
I done fought you mentally and physically. Now, how can I give back?
Yeah. And see, I'm sorry, go ahead.
2006, the moral to it all, 2006, the summer of 2006, started school, Los Angeles City College. Mind you, I never went to school. I slid
wow.
from third grade to sixth grade. I continued third grade, coming to California. I literally slid a week or two at a time from third grade to sixth grade, no lie. I don't know what it's like to sit in class during junior high or high school. I never had that experience. So summer 2006, I made a God-conscious decision with, of course, of a mentor, prominent mentor, female who was telling me, as she knew my story, what I can do to better myself and possibly change someone. And it was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and go to school, and my major is cinema. I just want to do cinema. I ended up doing some general ed, math, history, science, English, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I got sober, I didn't know how to read or write. Give me a book today.
Glory to God.
So I completed a movie. It's called Keeping It Real, based on my life. It's all done, completed, had actors and everything, utilized a lot of spots and all. Just recently I did a video. It's called Keeping It Real, based on the movie. I have my associate's degree in cinema production. I'm in school today getting my bachelor's
wow.
in business marketing. You know, I understand what it's like, based on what Shauna said, as far as being an abused woman, abused wife, you know, been there, done that, you know, being abused on yourself, when I abused myself, others, allowed others to abuse me. I'm in this rut. I'm stuck in this rut. When you're stuck in this rut, you don't see until you're ready to see. You don't hear until you're ready to hear what you need to hear, what you're supposed to hear. I had to learn how to differentiate the truth from the false. My needs for my wants and not get life twisted.
Yes. Well, you know what? We salute you. We got to also get some more callers on the line. But we want you to hang on the line as well. But let me just tell you, we salute you, praise God for that, because I understand what you're saying about being on drugs. I was a functional dope addict in the music industry. You know what I'm saying? People thought I named my name cocaine because I used powder cocaine or whatever it was. No, it was called cocaine for other reasons, meaning dope. But going back to my point is this. I know exactly what you went through. We go through these ins and outs, and I've been on using drugs for a long time. But it got to the point to where God had to strip me down so low, because we don't know God love unless God love is all we got. That's all you had, sister. That was the fork in the road to say, okay, out of all the stuff that I went through, I don't have to feel guilty, because guilty is like struggling in quicksand. You're only going to sink more. I don't have to have no condemnation. When the blood came over you and you accepted him, the Lord and Savior, you know, that was it. It was finished. There was nothing else. So God does that, you know, and that leaves hope for a lot of people out there, because they do the same thing because they don't think there's no way out. You know, at one time, I you couldn't tell me. I'm like, well, I'm going to do music and this and that, and it'll be all right. But it's never all right, because God, that wasn't his plan for us to go ahead and suffer. See, disease and fear didn't come from God. That came from Satan. But see, God always tells us, when you look down in the sand, you only see two footsteps, because he carried us. He carried you, sister. He carries us. And see, we want to be encouraged. We know we're not perfect, but at the same time, he is perfect. We are here by one thing, by grace. You're here by grace. And look what God did in your life. Turn somebody who was on the streets to go ahead and get right scripts. So I want the audience to listen to this woman and listen to the callers, that there is nothing, nothing on this planet, in this universe, impossible for God to untangle. And he just wants us to remember, you know, remember him. Remember what he's doing, because we love to push this guideline despite of our own imperfections that God got to break the yoke on, even to this day. So we salute you. May God continue to gather up enough people and give you the type of seed money you need to reach a lot of our brothers and sisters who's hurt, who's purposely set up in a system that's purposely set up for us to fail. It's like it's like modern-day slavery. We got to do something about it, and we're doing something about it right now. That's what the kingdom business is. But we salute you, we celebrate you, and we say all the glory goes to God.
Definitely. We definitely thank you, you know, for calling in with that testimony. We ask that you might hold the line with us and enjoy the rest of the show. The call lines are blowing up. I got these 804s, these 213s, 928s, 816, 501, some more 323s, 310, 909, 910. They are all in the building hanging with us. Here goes some more, 434. All you that are listening online, if you want to call in and join this conversation, the number is 646-200-4945. We just do ask that these call lines are so full right now that if we could keep our testimonies brief, we don't want to take away from the glory that you're trying to bring to God, but we also want to be able to open these lines to everybody that's here today is focused on you, the caller, and what you have to say and how you want to share how God has impacted your life. We're going to keep it moving down this line. I'm going to go to this 816-714 is in the building. How you doing today, brother?
Hey, how you doing? Cocaine, is this justified?
Hey,
hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing? This is Big 7 Akalash from New Breed of Hustlers. How you doing, brother?
Man, what's up with you, New Breed? How you feeling today, boss?
Oh, I'm good, man. I just want to say hello to you. And you know, my partner Cocaine, we go way back like four flat tires.
Hey, like golf hats and crunk attacks. Peace and blessings, my bro.
Nickel slick niggas, boy. How you doing?
Man, just showing the effort, man. Showing the effort. Just doing, because we know better, so we're going to do better.
I'm glad to see y'all, man, getting down like that. I really didn't know y'all really got down like y'all did until I seen it on Facebook for real, you know. And I listened in a couple of weeks, and I was really, really happy, you know, and justified, you know, we met too, and he married my sister. So, you know, we met like that, and
yeah,
my little research, and found out that he was a real trooper, you know, and I came in the game back, you know, oh, man, it must have been early 90s, about 90, 91, 92.
I remember. Yeah, I remember.
And, yeah, about 91, 92, and came in when Chocolate, what was that, Chocolate, M. Smooth was messing with Easy Mim and introduced me. That's how I met Cocaine, you know, and that's why I'm a living testimony myself by even calling into the show right now, because people that know us as New Breed of Hustlers know that there was four, but it's only two left, you know. A couple of my partners passed, OG Gangsta Bubble Up, and Lil Cash, you know. But I've been a true believer from the beginning. I mean, back in the days when we was in high school and, what, Marquise had came out here, Marquise from Two Live Crew, Mark Ross.
Yeah.
He had came out from the East Coast way back, oh, man, it must have been 82 when I was a sophomore in high school, and that was when Rodney O, known as Rodney O, and there was another one, GQ Joe, and they all did a little rhyme called West Side Story, you know? And we was just rhyming in class. We were rhyming class, and I hear these guys on the radio, KCR, I think it was, 88.1. And I said, well, you know, we could actually do this. Of course, the Easy E-Man was out. Like I said, Mario, man, I was listening to NWA and all that, but we just really bought camcorders and start, you know, writing raps and just recording ourselves, so to speak, you know. Not for really trying to do nothing with the footage or anything, but just doing it because we love the music. You know, that's where I think my testimony comes in, to where there's a lot of people, they see it, you know, you can make money if you do it, you know, it's a business. But a lot of people just do it for the love of the music, you know, and I was one of them cats that did it for the love of music, and I did a lot of other things, you know. That's why I say I'm still, you know, a lot of testimony just by calling in, because when I got to Cali, I had been through Chicago, oh my gosh, and it was so bad out there. It was no colors. You didn't have to, you didn't really know, hey, there goes, you know, a red shirt or a blue shirt, so I better be cool. And you didn't know, because it wasn't really red or blue. It was about this block and that block, you know, and you couldn't really walk to school where I was at in Chicago without your block members, because you'd get jumped every day. I mean, it was a blessing I was only out there for about 6 months, because mom's got us up out of there, but I feel like it started way back then, you know.
And that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Not to cut you off, brother. And yeah, first of all, I've been knowing you for a minute, and you're always a solid cat, and you've been in the game a long time. And you know the things that I think you touched on, because we also want to get to some more callers, because the phone is lined up. We want to get everybody in, but. I thank God for you that you're a soldier that can be used for as an example to go ahead, the things that you was in, and that God had grace enough to save you and save your life, because we ain't no different than the next brother in the pine box. You know what I'm saying? It's just a blessing. And that's what it's about, you know, being able to go ahead and you being used instrumentally to motivate. Because, first of all, in order for us to inject God, we have to inject love. This whole thing got to do with love and the love of God. And when you have the love of God, no matter what walk of life we go through, God will use that wrong and turn into a right. That's what he does. It's just like if a baby come walking and the baby come fall down, you know, you as child, you're going to pick him up and say, okay, here it is right here. And that's what the love of God is doing. He's not beating us up more than we beating ourselves up. We got to stop all that and say, you know what? Well, I have a lot of things to change about myself, I know. But one thing that stands clear is that whatever and whenever, I will continue to give God the glory because my homeboy just got shot and the bullet just missed me or something, and he still lived. When he got shot, that was God's grace or something that I had to do some time. I had to get in there and do some time, and it was about to give me an L. But they turn around and let me walk away with 2 months. That's God's grace. So that's we appreciate you really going out there, and it's been good. And we will continue this mission, fam, Street Cat, Church Cat, who all over. This is love. Any religion, you know what I'm saying? We're not following religious people. We're following love. And this is what God orders to do, and that's why we're here. We're not here for ourselves. Our purpose is here to give. And this is what Mafia Radio stands for. It's a platform to give. And we appreciate you spewing out your testimony, brother. Salute. Yo, Jay. Justify. Justify. I think we're having technical difficulties. Y'all bear with us. I think we have a technical difficulties. You know that happens. Let's take a good conversation. Praise God. Yo, Justify, are you there yet?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. We had like a big pause for like 20 seconds.
Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties on here. Let me get this situated. All the callers that are on the line, we appreciate you for holding on. I see you all with your hands up. We're going to go into a little bit of music, and I'll be right back at you.
Glory to God. Bear with us. Justify. If y'all can hear me out there, we have a technical difficulty, you know, first time for everything, so bear with us, you know, these things happen. But if y'all can hear me, y'all heard the good old OJs riding, you know, family reunion, that's what it's about, the community, family, you know, that's why God got us here.
We're back. The devil is a lie. He tries to get in anyway.
Yeah.
But this is God's will, and it will be done. That was OJ's and the family reunion, and that's what we're doing right here on Mafia Radio, having a family reunion with all our callers, and, you know what I'm saying, folks from our past is catching up with us and coming back on to, you know, share what God has done in their life. These call lines is going crazy, so we definitely want to keep these calls going through. So I'm going to move to this 928 area code that's been holding on with us for quite a minute. 928-231, you're on the line with Justified and Cocaine, the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, peace and blessings, my brother. Shalom. I just want to thank y'all for reaching out to me.
Oh, peace and blessings to you, man. How you feeling, brother?
Oh, man, I'm doing just great. Spending some family time right now. Just riding, you know what I mean, doing the little vacation on this beautiful Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
My wife and I have been through a lot through these years that we've been together, you know, 7 years, 3 beautiful children, one on the way next month, and, you know, thank you. My wife is a really powerful person, you know, and as a man of God and as, you know, Christ anointed, you know, I really try to instill those values of putting, you know, your family first for everything you do. Well, it's God first, but, you know, family is the motivation behind it. So, you know, I'm connected with the ghetto government, which is an acronym for Go Here, Emmanuel, Tell the Others, God's Only Victorious Truth.
Ooh,
and we specialize in reaching out to the community, you know, spreading positive messages to the people, the youth, for those who are struggling, whether it be financially, you know, with addiction, whatever, you know, we're a strong group. And we just want to go out there and let everybody know that God is real, He is the truth, and He does change lives, and we are a testimony. You know, we are a testimony, and we're proof of that. You know,
Lord.
So
do you have a website or something? Man, we thank you for sharing that information. Do you have a website for our audience that can go ahead
you can reach us on the on Facebook. Ghetto Government is the main Facebook page.
I'm going to write this down, too. Ghetto Government.
And yeah, it's GHETTOGOVT, I believe, or just government spelled out. But,
okay.
Yeah, it's through Heaven Razor, a.k.a. Hell Razor, from the Sons of Man. And, you know, He's really reaching out to different people, whether it be artists or, you know, whatever your specialty is, to put out the word of God, the positive message. You know, nowadays, not only the youth, but the world is losing the moral value that we used to have. You know, now they're showing all these images and, you know, all these messages that are influencing society, in quotations, you know, and trying change the way, the mentality, you know, change the mentality of it's okay to accept this, it's okay to accept that, you know, where's the moral value, where are the family values, you know,
right?
And, it's just getting out of hand. So, I mean, Cocaine, I've been a long time listener, you know, my cousins back in the days put me on Cocaine, and when I started getting sober, you know, I needed some good music. You know, I listen to a lot of Christian rap, gospel rap, but, you know, I need some deeper to relate to, you know, from the streets. And I bought the album, God, I can't remember it. What was that? The one, man, give me mine. Is that what it's called? I apologize if I got that wrong, but, you know, I bought the Cocaine album, and it just blew me away to hear it so bold, the message so bold about Christ and about God, you know, especially coming from Cocaine, you know what I mean? So, I mean, man, that really did a lot for me right there. You know,
all the glory goes to God. And see, that's a prime example of what God wants us to use us for. You know, we have too much been in our comfort zone. We want the good times of the Lord, but we don't want to understand the radical and the fight. It is about more of the fight than celebrating. You know, we all to have joy. God give us this joy that we need because it's a choice. But the thing of it is that we have to get out of our comfort zone and not just look like we playing church or look like we doing this, but actually doing stuff. It is not based upon just how you follow a law. Like, okay, you cussing too much. You cussing this. You doing this. You doing this. You know, everybody does a lot of things. You feel me? And it doesn't give no excuse to sin just because the law. You know what I'm saying? But we're here by grace. And it's time for us to, if we go into these masters, we go into these churches or whatever, we all walk in love and unity. That is the name of the whole thing in a nutshell. Now we can do exactly what the Lord Yeshua was doing, you know, even when or whatever religion you is, I'm just using the best thing that I could use in my heart is the Lord Yeshua. That's why he was here. You got to remember, he flipped over tables and the money exchangers. Said, you make my father's house into a den of thieves. And he was a radical. And we see, we can't have an effect on people no more. We got to start having an impact. That's one of the things that everybody, if they can play their position, we can't do it like, okay, you doing too much, you doing too less. You got to have a big mega church, you got to have a small church. It is all the same thing, the same garden. So we really appreciate you going out there to put paint where it ain't, because it's not the way that people think traditionally, the way God is bringing people over to him, allowing people to be healed and from so much hurt. Maybe it might be a rapper like Cocaine. You are justified that you ain't never thought was going to sound like that. Maybe it might be somebody from the pulpit. You never know who God is going to use, but right now God is using people for other people that are hurting, not to just have an effect, but to be impacted, inspired to do better. That's what I'm saying. We can't continue to put pacifiers in babies' mouths. We have to give them the whole milk. And what's the whole milk? You already know, love. So we appreciate that. Man, let's move on to the next caller. And after we move on to the next caller, just for the audience out there, it's a lot of people that want to get on, and if God willing, they have time to explain. We want to keep it brief. After these next two callers, we want to go into a Sam Cooke song by the river, and we want to keep that good energy and spirit flowing, and we appreciate and applaud all the people that are opening up, because at the end of the day, we give to everybody. We give our time. We give our clothes, money, we give our love for one thing, not to make us just feel good, but for one thing, to give God the glory, number one. So if you want to, just let's go on to the next call, brother.
Let's do this. We want to definitely give a shout-out to the ghetto government and their peoples calling in. Go ahead and Google that and get involved. If they got something going on, check them out. And if you can, you know, be a benefit to their situation, please do reach out to them. Let's go to this next
ghetto
call.
Ghetto government.
Yes, sir. It's 501 area code, 501-467. You're on the line with Justified Cocaine, the Men of Faith in Action radio show. 501-467, you with us?
Yeah, hello. Next call.
Come on, boss man.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm Virginia. I'm calling from Melbourne, Arkansas. Can you
hear
me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Bobby Buck is my son.
Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Yes. Virginia.
Nice to meet you, Virginia, and that's beautiful. We have sisters and brothers calling. How you doing? You're on the Mafia Radio Show.
Okay, my son, Bobby Buck, had sent me this number, so I'm going to keep it brief. I just want to say I've been saved a long time, but when I first got saved, I didn't have a testimony. I didn't drink. I won no alcohol. I won whole Morgan around or anything like that. But I lived with a man for 21 years that was an alcoholic. After that, my son became an alcoholic. So I learned through God and through his grace that God's grace kept me from those things, but I learned that I can be a strength and a help to families to know what alcohol and drug can do to a family, how it can destroy a family.
Mm.
My son, Philip, he was homeless. Philip had faith when he was small. God healed him so many times of different diseases, but it was his faith that he was healed, not my faith, his faith. And my pastor ministered a word the other week on how to make a faith statement. And a lot of times we want to statement of faith, but we need to make a faith statement. And a faith statement is what you believe in. And a faith statement is that we can confess the word of God, but people want to see faith. And that's what Jesus mentioned tonight on. It's all about faith. So I just want to encourage everyone that's calling in. You might not be an alcoholic. You might not be a drug addict, any of those things. But no matter what, we all, it's through God's grace that we are saved and that you can still help somebody.
Amen.
God opened up for me and Melvin called Drug Court. I was able to go to minister to people, young men and women that was being delivered from drugs and alcohol. And my testimony was what it can do, how it can destroy children, how it can destroy relationships and marriages. So I just want to encourage anyone out there that you might not be a drug addict, you might not be an alcoholic, but you still got testimony. And just allow God's grace to use you to minister to others that families can be saved. And children know that they don't have to go that way, that God is a deliverer. My son has been delivered from alcohol for over 7 years, and it's through God's grace. And now he's doing his vision that God given him. So I just want to thank God for that. And I thank you all for listening to me and my son giving me this number to call.
Oh, glory to God. We salute you. It takes somebody like that. Well, I've been with my wife, just real quick. I've been with my wife. We've been together for 26 years, and we've been married for 24 years. We've got 8 children, and she never picked up a piece of drugs. She never picked up none of that. But, see, it takes a strong soldier, you know, because especially from a woman perspective, they're blessed with that intuition already. They're blessed with that gift already. You know, they know how to take a lot of strength. And we appreciate you as a frontline soldier to really doing what you called to do. And that's to go ahead and lead by example. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't have to be that you know, your own one or you went through some things. But see, you know, the enemy is close. And he might do your cousins or your husband. And we have to be strong for that, and we appreciate you, and we continue to pray for you and pray that your assignment continues to change a lot of people around. And it's just nothing but God bless you, sister, and we thank you for coming on the program.
Amen to that. Amen to that. What I want to do right now is I want to, you know, show some love to, you know, one of our listeners that's, you know, been tuning in to us, you know, ever since the show began. And it's a talented young artist by the name of Disciple. And he sent me some music, bro, and I listened to it, and it really had a nice, strong message to it. So with all our callers that are still on hold, we will come to you. But I just want to get this message across, and this song is called I Need You, and it's by Disciple. So I want to run into that real quickly, and then we're going to come back to these call lines.
Going on in my life right now. Sometimes I feel like I want to quit. I need you, God. I need you. Listen.
Another day has come. Another night has gone. And still I'm faced with the same old problem I had when I begun. Trying to fix it on my own is all I ever do. At this moment, I realize I need you.
I need you in my life, cause I'm going through. It's rough here in these streets, so I look to you. I try to lift the straight and narrow, but it's hard, dawg. I feel like everything in my life is gonna fall. So I stay prayed up for a peace of mind. I sow seeds in the church and pay my tithe. So when I'm gonna get this harvest that they talking about, I feel dried up, man, like a desert drought. Yes.
Another day has come. Another night has gone. I'm still in faith with the same old problem I had when I begun. Trying to fix it on my own is all I ever do. At this moment, I realize I need you.
I'm calling out to you, Lord, please quench my thirst. I'm going hard for your son, but my soul hurt. So ease my pain as I walk through the valley, Lord. I stay connected to your word, the devil I avoid. Cause he's got to set traps and hinder me. So I need you in my life to protect me from all the demons and the spirits that I gotta face. You told me when I need you to seek your face.
And another day has come, another night has gone. And still I'm faced with the same old problem I had when I began. Trying to fix it on my own is all I ever do. At this moment, I realize I need you.
Yes, that was Disciple, What I Need You. I hope you guys enjoyed, you know, his testimony through song as much as I did. We want to keep these call lines moving. We're going to go into this 310-349. You're on the line with Justified Cocaine and the Men of Faith in Action. How are you today? 310-349?
Yes, I'm on the air.
Yes, sir, you are. You're live with Justified and Cocaine and Mafia Radio.
All right, family. I've been listening in, man, just absorbing and learning. And the glory always goes to the God in you. Always.
Amen.
But what I'd like to bring to the table is the question of this. If we are to bring God's kingdom into reality on this earth, that means we have to get involved and start working and building and networking and sharing our God-given skills and talents and gifts with one another so we can bring this into a reality instead of just talk.
Right.
So food, clothing, and shelter, those are the three main things that we as God humans need to sustain our lives. And research has been done by people of God on this earth, and we found out the people of Satan have pillaged and plundered and created pollution and poisonous foods, and we're connected and tied to such things, which brings our health down, which brings our spirit down.
Right.
And we want to reverse that. We want to reverse that. Men and women are being called to this duty and mission. Men and women.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you've been on drugs or not on drugs, sold drugs, used drugs, saved a family member off of drugs. God is calling all of us out of his world to build his world so that the children can come up better, can walk the streets in the cities at night, playgrounds safe. So all of us are being called to this work, and what I would like to do is bring forth water. Water is everywhere. But what is healthy?
Yes, sir.
Healthy water. We want to bring, we want to be able to get together and network together so we can learn how to grow our own vegetables instead of spending money in these stores to this garbage. That's not
Yeah, agriculture. Agriculture.
Yes, agriculture. We need those of us who are interested in agriculture to come forward.
Yeah.
We need those who are interested in and know how to build so we can build better in our communities. Because we're allowing other people to build for us, but that's not us. We need to,
yeah.
The men who are skilled, the women who are skilled, pull together our skills and our talents. The money will come. It's just another
right.
tool to get us from point A to point B. Whether you're a gangbanger or a church goer or whatever you call yourself, Buddhist, Muslim, Christian, it doesn't matter. I agree with you, brother. It doesn't matter because at the end of the day, all of us need God.
That's to interject on you, brother, man, we appreciate that insight that you have from your wisdom. You know, wisdom is our best friend. You know, we're lacking education, we're lacking spirituality, and a lot of brothers are just lacking the wisdom. And for you to come on the show and tell your testimony is something else. But let me interject on that, brother. It's like you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make them drink it. Of course not. But now we have been beat down through generations with no reparation for years. You got to look at the blessings. Even though you can't lead a horse to the water and can't make him drink it, you got to look at the fact that the horse decided to go up the hill in the first place to even think about it. Because that's the disconnection, is that we don't have a lot of these outlets and programs out here because they're not at the forefront of popularity in different things. But it doesn't deter us. The things that we put into action is simply using the social network. Like Justified has this thing right now. We are making modifications, but y'all can just post your stuff on our sites, whether it's ads or different other things. So that way we can use the social network to go ahead and advance the cause that God had called that particular person or entity to do. That's what
yes,
it's about. It's about connecting people. And first of all, we can't tear down the horse that even decided to, oh, maybe I should go up the hill, even though you can't make a horse, you know, drink what you want, you know, and drink the water. So how we bring it to them is all boiled down, and it all roads point to love. That's what it's about. We do more tearing down before we even get one inch of building up. And that's the one thing that can keep us struggling. I always going back to say this, brother. When you struggle in quicksand, we only sink more. You can do all that wiggling all day, you only sink more. So I pray that God delivers us all to bring us, to give us confirmation that our ideas can manifest when we put them into action. But first, we got to come to the round table first. It's like if you think about it, everybody has ideas, and it's a good thing. But things that we're doing right now in the community on this platform is going to challenge the ones that are in power and authority to try to do something, you know. And not everybody's going to listen to it. That's up in legislation and different other things like that. But still, it didn't deter our ancestors from being resilient and keep going from the slavery days all the way to what's going on now to hypocrisy and genocide. We're still resilient. And that's the way, you know what I'm saying? We have to, that's one of the things why it goes back to that. God put on my spirit. Let's get out our comfort zone. Let's take these ideas that we have and throwing out, and that's why we reduced it. When once we put it up, y'all going to see it. We want to make sure everybody can come to this site, justify.net music, and put your stuff up on there. That way we can go ahead and get linked in, because that's what it's about. We have to use this technology to our advantage. That's paying a tithe. Tithe is just not paying somebody on the streets, you know what I'm saying, a piece of burger or something. Tithing is really more so interjecting that love, then you give them the burger. That's the only way we're able to really have an effect on everything. So we salute you. We salute your mind. All glory goes to God for you to think like that. That means there's a lot of other people that's just tired of lip service. We need to go out there and put action, put paint where it ain't. There's brothers out there, we thank y'all for going out there, because y'all the unsung heroes. Y'all out there on the front line in the trenches. When some of these people use God for a publicity stunt or as tax write-off purposes, here, get this money, but it's not from the heart. You know, we really appreciate all of all and every soldier, brother and sister, white, black, Chinese, Mexican, Jew, Gentile, Muslim, whatever you is, walking in love, because it's about walking in righteousness. And we know we're going to do something on Mafia Radio. It's a seed. Like two sisters that got on the line and the brother with the government and MC Breed and yourself, everybody has their own personal universe. It's a seed. So if we stop tearing each other down before we can help each other up, we're not going to go nowhere. And that's why we're resilient. Mafia Radio is the reason why people are listening right now, because we're resilient. We're all on one accord, praising God, about God's grace, not about our own fault. You feel me? So we salute you, and stay on the line, fam, because we really fellowshipping here, you know, taking our time out in our supposedly busy schedule, which it ain't no busy schedule. This is first fruit. It's about God first, family second, because family is your first ministry. Y'all realize that family is your first ministry. What you practice at home, you can bring out in the streets, not faking and shaking somewhere else. You know, so we appreciate that, and we want to move on to the next caller, you know, hear their testimony and help some folks out there.
Right, right, and definitely thank you, 310, for calling in and bringing that insight. And, you know, I feel and agree with everything that you were saying. And like we here, we are the men of faith in action. And before we go into the next call, I just want to put a message out there from one of our other men of faith that's using it and putting it in action. Check this out. Grab a pen and a pad. Write this information down. And if there's anything you can do to enhance the situation, really be appreciated. Let's go into this real quick.
God, Big Tuck, a.k.a. the Hood Deacon. I'ma keep it 100, we all turn up in the club. We all turn up in the streets. Now let's come together and turn up and do some kingdom business, you feel me? Bamity and T presents, each one reach one. February 28th, Bamity and T will be taking it straight to the streets, giving back to the less fortunate. All supporters welcome. We'll be gathering food, clothes, shoes, different type of items to make hygiene bags. Shout out to all the sponsors, the streets, all hoods, different cities, my rap homies, everybody that's stepping out the block participating, the legendary Cocaine, Suicide for One West Magazine, Justify Music, Mathematics and the Beat Machine, Men of Faith in Action, Hub Radio, Nitty Gritty, Dream Setters Clothing Line, So Focus Radio, Die for Radio, Shutting Down Radio, The Movement Radio, and anybody else that want to be a part of Kingdom Business, you feel me? I'm just doing what God put on my heart. I'm just doing what he told me to do. Being obedient, you feel me? He said, Big Tennis, since you got a voice, I want you to hit the streets with it. I want you to talk to the hoods with it. I want you to go to the people and bless the community, you feel me? Each one, reach one. Time to be a blessing. Contact information, you can hit me on Facebook, Jamel Robinson, J-A-M-E-I-L, Robinson, hit me on my fan club page, or you can email me, bigtotheboy1@yahoo.com, BIG2DABOY1@yahoo.com, bam it.
Yes, that's definitely an event that's close to the heart of all of us here at the Mafia Radio Show. My boy Big to the Boy is going to be doing it real big on February 28th, going into downtown L.A. to where, you know, it's a lot of people that are not doing so well, you know, homeless and hungry. And, you know, we're calling on all our brothers to step up to the table and, you know, bring some food, bring some clothes, you know, bring the things that we're blessed to have without, you know, sometimes we may not even appreciate the blessing that we have, but let's look and try to bless somebody else. So if you guys want to come out on February 28th and, you know, give to this cause and get with action with us, we definitely would appreciate that. We want to keep these call lines moving. I'm going to go into this 804-590 that's been on hold with us. 804-590, you're on the line with Justified and Cocaine, the Men of Faith in Action Radio Show.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
I'm just blessed. Also, my name is Bianca. I'm from Chesterfield, Virginia. And it's just awesome just to hear a young man. I don't know how old you guys are, but I've been saved since I was 9, 51 now. But I do have a ministry that I minister to women who have been domestically and sexually abused. I was one as a child. And just going to church, you know, like you guys were talking earlier, you know, we get preached at. and, you know, and just talk, you know, telling people, but I just got kind of like, you know, my heart was broken because I seen the same people who came into church that, you know, they shout and get all happy, but they still was walking out hurting. And so, you know, as God put it on my heart, I just feel like, you know, God said it's the goodness of God that lead us to repentance. And so I started, you know, ministering to women. It's from women who are from different denominations, culture backgrounds, which is called Women Ablaze International Ministries. And from that, we started a magazine called We Sparkle Magazine, which is on Facebook. And we started in October. And for me, it was just a platform to use to find hidden gifts and talents that God has placed in man and to share to the world, you know, whether it's your testimony or what you're doing for the kingdom of God. We started in October, and it's been into 30 countries now, and we just take everyday people that we find to send in their stories and to share, you know, what God is doing in their life, whether you're doing, you know, Christian music or whatever. And it's like just a network of trying to build the kingdom, because I believe that, you know, together we can do more than individually. And I found, I'm from Compton, California. I live on the East Coast now, and so I came from the gangbanging, you know, thing. And so, you know, but I felt if I had somebody who believed in me, you know, instead of preach to me, because sometimes people don't want to hear another scripture. They want you to hear your story. What qualifies you to tell me that God is going to heal me when I've been raped? What's going to qualify to tell, you know, for you to tell me that it's going to be okay if somebody beat my tail? You know, and so that's what we do. And so, you know, I'm just thankful for God to hear what you guys are doing. And like I said, we're on Facebook, We Sparkle Magazine. Then we started a section called We Shine, which is a platform for men to come and share their stories. And we publish the stories. Like I said, we go into 30 countries now. We got a little bit over about 7,000 readers now. It's a free online magazine that people can read. They can submit their stories. And, you know, and I tell people, your story can be somebody's deliverance, somebody's healing, and maybe save somebody's life. And so that's what we do.
Well, that's definitely a blessing, and, you know, I'm a firm believer in, you know, testimony is the best bait, you know, to be a fisher of men, because people want to be able to relate to you. You know, if they're trying to overcome drug addiction, who better than somebody that's fought that battle and found victory through Christ, you know what I mean, to share and to speak with them and to give them motivation. So definitely this platform for testimony on Men of Faith in Action is really just good bait. You know, it's a big ocean of a lot of lost fish, and we're trying to find them. So we put that testimony, you know, on that fishing pole, and we throw it out into deep waters, and, you know, we're reeling them in day by day because they're being able to relate to real people that, you know, that they see going through the same thing that they may be going through. So I definitely want you to email your information to us. You can send that to Justified at Justified Music.
Hold on one second. Okay, Justified.
At JustifiedMusic.net. Get us over your information, your logos, your website, your Facebook pages, and like my partner, you know, they alluded to earlier, that we are developing our site to be able to be a one-stop inspiration shop, you know what I mean, to where if you want to put faith in action, we'll have everybody that's doing something, and, you know, volunteers and, you know, just for people to get involved with what's going on, because it's going to take the whole village, you know, to make this happen. So we definitely want to salute you for calling into the show, and please do, you know, don't let this be the last time. If you want to hold on to the rest of the show and hear what other people are bringing to the table so we can take notes. You know, when we tune into Mafia Radio, bring your pen and your pad and take down this information, take down these contacts, these websites, so we can get involved, because obviously you care enough about what we're doing to have called in and to listen and, you know, to take time away from your day. So let's just put our faith together and get in action. You agree with me, okay?
Oh, I agree, and I applaud you, I salute you, and first thing that God put on my heart, I want to give glory to him and thank him for all the preachers, all the just any walks of people that actually are doing justice by God. You know, we can't, you know, at the same time, we have to applaud, because they're not attached to that. What is a man to profit the world and lose his very soul? They care. And we have to go ahead because that's what God wanted us. He didn't never meant for us to be in the suppression. He didn't never meant for us to certain things, people, little children to get raped and sex trafficking and all these kind of heinous things that Satan do. But see, God is a fear fixer. Whenever the enemy throw a fear spear at us, it was him that carried us because he needs people that been into it. And even if people didn't live that type of life, it's up close and personal to have a heart, because God is just not a God on a promissory note to say $100 bill. He's realer than that. And that's what it's all about, because at the end of the day, we all at Matthew's house, it's like we all, no matter if we got $1 billion, no matter if we got $1 in our pocket, God doesn't show partiality to the right or left, because he's the inventor of them both.
Yeah.
You know, and I just praise him that those that got a lot of money, because it's harder for a man or woman to change their ways as opposed to a camel to go through an eye of a needle, because they're so much stuck in their ways. But I applaud all those that take that seed money and do something right with it. You know what I'm saying? Because money is very important to do what we need to do, but this is only seed money. And we appreciate you, sister. And may God connect you and link you to other places to put a dent in Satan's program, because we are here by grace and not just here on our own accord. So
amen.
We applaud you. Yes, ma'am. We
applaud you two guys to a disciple, Lieutenant. He the one told me to tune in. So I just want to thank God for him even, you know, text me and let me know. And I applaud you guys because, like I said, it's good when men stand up. You know, we raised in women in church all our life. I have four sons myself, you know, who loves God. But sometimes, you know, we need to see our men stand up. And that's why we did start the men's side of the magazine, because it is encouraging to us to see our men, you know, serving God and loving God. So, you know, I would go through all the hell I went through to be able to save one person. So to me, I'm good, and I just try to make sure these young women and some of these young men that I know was, you know, their, you know, sexuality was taken from them, because I run into a lot of men now, you know, who openly share, kind of throw me off in the beginning, but they openly share how their manhood as a child was taken. So, you know, I thank God to just the honor to give me the opportunity to, like you guys, to give me a platform that I can use for other people to share their testimony, get healed and delivered. So I thank you guys also.
Well, we definitely appreciate you taking time to call in and share of yourself with us. We ask that you would, you know, stay on with us and, you know, catch some of this feedback coming on the line. I want to move to another 804 call. It's 804-316. You're live on the air with Justified and Cocaine. It's the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show.
Hey, what's going on, Cypher Lieutenant? Hey, man, thank y'all for playing my joint 2 minutes ago, man. It's your boy, the Cypher Lieutenant. I really appreciate that, my brother.
Oh, yes. You sent it to me, and like I said, it was, you know, when I listened to it, it was, you know, it was moving, bro, and, you know, I wanted to go ahead and, you know, thank you for, you know, all the support, you know, that you brought to the show by joining your Faith with Ours every Sunday, and, you know, we recognize that, and I, you know, I won't say that it's a reward, but I'll just say, you know, you sowed seed, and it gave life, and, you know, we wanted to play that song and, you know, let you use your voice to do what you're doing in your ministry, and, you know, you're an official man of faith, and you're putting it in action, and we just thank you for, you know, taking your testimony and putting it in the form of music to where we can reach people in a language and a dialect that they understand. So we salute you for that, brother.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks for the love, fellas, you know. I really appreciate that, man. I got a lot of people that's probably be, you know, calling in. I put it out there, so I know the lines are flooded. People hitting me back saying they was listening in. So all the people that I told to call, I appreciate you, you know, supporting this movement right here, man. It's, you know, we got some young brothers that's doing their thing to uplift the Almighty God, and I thank you guys for being obedient to the text, and, you know, I appreciate you.
Amen to that, brother. We're going to keep these call lines moving. I see we got Vegas in the building. 702, you're on the line with Justified and Cocaine. What it do, brother? 702-712?
712. Mm-hmm.
702-712, you're on the line with us?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I said, brother, I just assumed it was another man of favor. The women is taking over the show today. That's a blessing because without you, we're nothing. You know what I'm saying? Behind every good man is a strong woman. So behind these men of faith in action, we need them women of faith in action, you know, and we appreciate you calling in. What's going on with you today?
Most definitely. Well, I just called in because my boy Bobby Buck, he told me to call in, and, you know, he kind of advertised it on Facebook for you guys, and that's another soldier, you know, that's on the line, you know, on the battlefield, and I appreciate him, so I try to support when he asked me to. But, man, we've been in this thing all morning. Me and my spiritual brother, we've been on going hard, and we're trying to create some things. I have my actual group on Facebook called Sanctified Soldiers. And my whole purpose and goal for that is to try to reach some of my Facebook people, and seeing that I have over 2,000 people as friends, you know, so I want to try to touch everybody and everything. And our purpose is that we're reading the Bible in a whole year. So God has put me in that platform to be doing, you know, doing all the posting of the reading. So I post every morning, you know, what we're going to read for the day. But I got all the postings up until December 31st. That's the last day, you know, so we're really going to accomplish this. And, you know, I want a lot of people to jump on board, you know, because I feel like if, first of all, you know, some try to serve God and they really don't understand all the fundamentals and all of that when it pertains to God. So I feel like if you learn the Bible first, then it should be more helpful. You know, you can understand what God needs us to do in this world, you know, and that the one thing is what we're doing by witnessing through Blog Talk, all of that. And I do have my own radio station. I'm on FM station, KPLX 94.9 FM. God has moved me up from Blog Talk Radio. He's moved me up in that position. And what I'm trying to do now is just continuously, you know, send out the support and send out the positivity, you know, to all. And I feel like that's my forum where I can say what I need to say, you know, and God is just using me. So, but I appreciate anybody that's being a soldier for the Lord, you know, just want to call and support you guys, you know. So that's man, that's a blessing. Let's keep it going, you know.
Well, we definitely appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us here on Mafia Radio, and definitely we want to be able to connect with you. So if you're able to send any of your information to us over again at justifiedmusic.net, we also have a group on Facebook, the Men of Faith in Action, if you'd like to take those scriptures and, you know, come over to the our page of Men of Faith in Action on Facebook and post those there as well, so, you know, we can get, you know, that inspiration out, you know, further. And it's definitely going to take teamwork to make this dream work. I want to go into this next call that just popped on my line from the 909. 909-478, you're on the line with Justified Cocaine and the Men of Faith in Action radio show.
How you doing today, brother?
What's going on with your boss? How you feeling?
You know, I'm just trying to make it connect like dots and coloring books at the end of the day. What's going on, Justify? What's going on, Cocaine?
What up with it, fam? Peace and blessings.
Man, you got your boy Cadillac Black, Mr. Got a Grind Face, man. I was supposed to call in at 3, but, man, I got to recording and I'm sitting here helping someone else out, so... You know, as soon as I saw the time, man, I rushed in. I had to.
Man,
amen
God
to that, man.
You, man.
Blazing today. And, you know, I know you come, you know, you cut from a certain type of cloth, brother. And, you know, the street life that we've all, you know, been in at some point or another, man, you know, you're willing to, you know, use your influence. If you could briefly for us, because we got to get to these other calls, just briefly share with us, you know, how it has impacted your life and, you know, how you... So lean on him to do what it is that you do.
Like we talked about a couple different times when you got me some words of encouragement. At the end of the day, I've been out here in these streets since I was about 14, doing all type of this and that. I've been shot twice at 2 different times. Each one of those times, though, man, like I told you before, I sat there and I really had a face-to-face with the Lord. The Lord, he the only reason I'm still walking around right now. It's no reason I only weigh 150 pounds, and I took a shot from a 357 and a 45, and I'm still alive to talk about it. I rap about a whole lot of different things, you know, selling, dealing, shooting, gang banging, and all of the sort. But at the end of the day, I make sure that I put in every song that I don't condone the behavior. You know, I did what I had to do because I was forced to do it. A lot of these kids out here, and that's the reason that I really feel God blessed me with this gift that I can spit, because hopefully they'll listen to one of my songs and take from it the fact that it's nothing glamorous about doing this. You know, I might rap about it. They might see the jewelry and us at these clubs and so on and so forth, but it's nothing glamorous about being out there in them streets that way. And if it wasn't for, you know, if it wasn't for the Lord, you know, I wouldn't be able to still be here today having these conversations, making this music. You know, I don't preach a lot to anybody because to each his own, you know, and I never really want anybody to preach to me. But the relationship that me and the Lord have, we have a real strong one, because, like I said, he didn't bless me with a lot that he didn't have to. And, I have 100% faith in that man right there. And I don't have to go sit up in nobody church every single Sunday or, you know, walk around with a Bible in my hand to know that me and the Lord got a real close relationship. And I don't have to share that relationship with anybody else. They can think what they want to think about me. But I know where I'm going to go when my day comes, because I'm straight with that man. And so that's all I really want to make sure that everybody understands. You don't have to fellowship the way that, say, your grandma fellowshiped or your mother fellowshiped. But long as you take a brief moment out to, you know, give praise and thanks that we got to see another day and that you really appreciate the blessings that's been put on your plate, whether you want a little bit more, hey, we all want a little bit more, but what we have is what we've been given. And if we can all understand that and take that, then I really believe that it would be a better place, you know. So, yeah, I like I say, at the end of the day, I'm not nobody's preacher. I mean, because I'm still out here doing wrong right now. But, like, you know, like I say, I just want to make sure every brother really understands and gets the point to get some type of relationship with him, you know. And, you know, it took me a minute to do it. It took some tragic stuff to happen to me to do it, but I did. So hopefully it won't take a tragedy to make some of my young brothers get out there and do the same thing, you know. So, yeah, that's my two cents, man. I ain't want to take up y'all time, you know. I'm up here in the studio doing me, but I wanted to call, and I'm going to being in touch and getting more involved with y'all, man, because I really like the movements that y'all do. Justify, Cocaine, you know, you my dude. I stay inboxing you with something, you know. So, hey, at the end of the day, God bless y'all. And, yeah, that's my two cents. I always got to do this. And make sure y'all go to www.grindface.net and go on and shop with us, man. Go put on one of these. You know, we got a spiritual series shirts, too. So, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, Grindface, much love. Much love to Grindface. You know, they out there putting it down. And that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? You know, all walks of life, you know, coming, because ultimately we're led by grace, and the love of God brings in everybody, and we're here not to judge anybody or give shell out condemnation or nothing. We're here to follow this assignment and let God bring them in. You know, we're too busy worried about what somebody else doing, and then you kick God out the driver's seat when we start judging. Let God, let the love of God that's in you, greater is he that is in you and me than he that is in the world, heal these brothers. Because if they can do it to me, if they can do it to Justify, they can do it to anybody else that, you know, and the testimonies that have been given out here. So we appreciate you coming on the line. We ask you to continue to seek God's face, God's kingdom, God's spirit, God everything, fam. And by grace, not just by the law, by grace, he will get you there, because there's nothing wrong with going to the church. Don't get it twisted. But the problem is being in your comfort zone, not taking the message out to the streets, not out to the world. That's the problem. So ain't nobody, we don't get it twisted. You know, we got all walks of life coming. But we need to take this message and really go to the love of peace. You know what I'm saying? And we, you know, that's what we need to do. So we appreciate you coming on the show, giving your insight for things that you just being brutally honest on. And that's what God loves, is that people are honest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Big shout out to Cadillac Black, you know, for taking this platform to stand up and let it be known, you know what I'm saying, who he riding with. We got a lot of callers on the line. We appreciate everybody that's been tuned in, the 253s, the 213s, 804s, 323, 816, 702, 909, 757s. They're all in the building, and we appreciate you. If you're listening online and you want to call in and join this conversation, we got about 14 minutes left in the show. The number is 646-200-4945. I got something I'd like to say to you, but I don't want to talk about it, so I'm going to just bring it to you in the form of song. This is how I feel about the love that Jesus got for me. This is by Justified. The song is called Jesus Loves Me. Check it out.
Yeah. When I was a child, Mama used to say, Jesus loved me. There was times I wonder why. I know we do. All I feel in my life is hurt and pain. I'm being real, still trying to work the game. I feel like Eve when the serpent came. So many trying to deceive my brain. I can't believe these lame weed keep me from going insane. But they say I can't smoke and give God his praise. But I feel so peaceful every time I blaze. So many other things I could be doing today. The streets are vicious, the system they trying to get us. Like black folks supposed to forget how they did us. Harriet Tubman risked her life and hit us. Waiting in the swamp until the midnight train came to get us. And now we are today, not too far away from where we stood just yesterday. It's best to pray, trying to throw my stress away. I need a vest, that's what 50 say. Jesus loved me, this I know, cause the good book tell me so. If I didn't know, I'd be blind going down this road. So tired to the young lost soul, but he loved me so. I'm so glad cause now I know, though I fall, somehow I grow. And now I know, no matter wherever I go, I got him right here with me and my soul. Love me, this I know, cause the good book tell me so. If I didn't know, I'd be blind going down this road. So tired to the young lost soul, but he loved me so, so glad. Because now I know, though I fall, somehow I grow. And now I know, no matter wherever I go, I got him right here with me and my soul. I look back at my past and smile. Little youngster in the hood acting bad and wild. On the block with my homies smoking black and mild. Didn't slow down until 99 when I had my child. 21 still asking questions. So wrong but God still passing blessings. My confession. 16 a young runaway. Couldn't do what mama say. Wanted to be grown. Didn't obey. Now the street got me trapped in the bay. Little money in my pocket but nowhere to stay. What can I say? Glad daddy taught me to pray. He said whenever I feel lost, God will show me the way. And I still live by that today. I communicate so that you can comprehend the words I say. How can I spread the truth without keeping it real? I'm a sinner, but guess what? He loved me still. Jesus loved me, this I know, cause the good book tell me so. If I didn't know, I'd be blind going down this road. So tired to the young lost soul, but he loved me so. I'm so glad cause now I know, though I fall, somehow I grow. And now I know, no matter wherever I go, I got him right here with me and my soul. Love me, this I know, cause the good book tell me so. If I didn't know, I'd be blind going down this road. So tired to the young lost soul, but he loved me so, so glad. Because now I know, though I fall, somehow I grow. And now I know, no matter wherever I go, I got him right here with me and my soul. Sometimes I wonder if I hadn't went where I've been, would I still be blind to my sin? Would I still be in the street and doing time in the pen? Would I grind as hard as I do, trying to get these discs off of 10? Would I still be trying to front and pretend? From the nightclub to the front pew on the weekend. Tell me, is there something you've been thinking? Does God still love me though I be smoking and drinking? I feel like I'm in the ocean and sinking. I know God love me when I'm broken and sinking. Trust me, whether you feel me or not, I gotta stop and thank God for everything that I got. And as I strive towards my spot at the top, when I rise, better believe I'll be the same old Scott. You can love me or leave me, just please believe me. I'm here to help the youth cause I know they need me. I bet they understand the words that I spent. I did my job if only one of them choose to repent.
Jesus loves me, this I know, cause the good book tells me so. If I didn't know, I'd be blind going down this road. So tired to the young lost soul, but he loved me so. I'm so glad cause now I know, though I fall, somehow I grow. And now I know, no matter wherever I go, I got him right here with me and my soul.
Yeah, I want y'all to know, Jesus loved me cause the good book told me so. And if I didn't know, I'd be blind going down this road. So tired, just a young lost soul. That's something that's so real right there that, you know, God, you know, I thank him for giving me the gift to be able to, you know, share my testimony and my feelings about what he's done for me, you know, through this music. But we're going to keep it going with these callers. We got a 323-919 just popped on the line with us. 323, you're in the building with Justified Cocaine. It's the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. How are you doing, brothers?
Blessed. How are you, sir?
Blessed. Good. Cocaine. I just wanted to, you know, tip my hat to you, brother. You're saying good things, you know, very powerful things that we need to hear. And, of course, Justified, you know, I praise God for you, brother, for even, you know, creating this platform and giving us a voice. This is Chris Thomas, by the way. You know, what's going on, Justified?
What's going on with you? I thought that number looked familiar. How you doing, brother?
holding it together, man. I love what I've been hearing, you know, and I want to thank you for reaching out to the peeps on Facebook and getting the promotion out there and letting them know that something like this is out there because it's needed. It really is needed, you know. And I'm listening to, you know, a lot of the issues you guys are addressing in terms of, you know, what our community is lacking, and we by nature are entrepreneurs, but, you know, a lot of us really don't know the way, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of other people have been able to leapfrog us because they've had that generational wealth, you know, and I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about knowledge, you know, the lessons and the information passed down from father to son. You know, we've had that interrupted in our history time and time again. And, you know, it's like we're, you know, reinventing the wheel. So, you know, the part of the answer is to just come together and share knowledge and speak on opportunity and create opportunity, not just for ourselves, but for one another. I know this to be true in my heart, and I want to thank y'all for doing your part in that direction. I just had to speak on that.
Amen to that. I had the blessing of, you know, meeting Chris, you know, at an Office Max, and you know, the way that we met was kind of, you know, strange, you know what I mean? My boy just, you know, walked up on me and, you know, handed me a piece of paper with his contact information. It was like, I just wanted to give you this. And, you know, he tried to walk off on me. And I'm like, hold up, you can't just come through that, man. Let's talk. And, you know, we ended up, you know, sitting in the parking lot of Office Max for maybe like 20, 30 minutes just, you know, talking and being an inspiration, you know, to one another. And my boy, he is a master with videography, and he has a great program, you know, that he was working with where he was, you know, teaching the youth how to, you know, edit and shoot videos and commercials and things of that nature. And I just, you know, really felt that that's what he's doing, being in this industry, that he wanted to save the youth the time of going through trial and error to learn a craft that he could take his, you know, years and years of experience and break it down to them and get them where he's at knowledge-wise in a course, you know, that was offered to the community through the parks services. So big salute to you, Chris, for everything that you do. You know, you're a close brother to my heart, man. You were a mafia brother before, you know, God started opening doors for mafia to be seen and heard. You were at the core of that, bro, and you inspired me, you know, to do that event that I did at the fairgrounds. And he said, brother, when you going to do a mafia event? We got to get together. We got to make this happen. And, you know, that was what I needed to hear, and it was the courage for me to go ahead and book the fairgrounds and, you know, bring a few pastors and a few, you know, hip-hop gospel artists out. And so salute you, brother. We're winding down to the last 5 minutes of the show. You know what I mean? I got my boy Cocaine on the line. and shout out to all our listeners.
One thing I want to say. Yeah, I'm right here. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, one thing that I want to say. Guys, everybody that's on the line, we got all these ideas. One thing is justified to myself. We put together this specific page, and we'll be doing it this week. So that way where you can put your information out, you can send us videos, we'll put your information out so that way you can interact with different other people across the country, across the world, so we can be linked in, because that's how we're able to get it out, is maximize the social network and really get linked to, like, the Facebooks and everybody else thing. We also want you guys to send information on different workshops and programs so that way we can use this influence and platform to really take all the ideas we talk about and really get linked in and move by action. So we want to make sure we do that. And before the page come up, make sure you send the information. If you can give that information again, justify it, that'll be helpful.
Yeah, they can email, you know, their contacts and info to Justified, that's JUSTIFIED, at justifiedmusic.net. We'll get those emails, and I will compile, you know, information, images, links that you have, and we will incorporate it into this Mafia page on the website, because what we want to be able to do is have the information available. We have a platform, and, you know, through Cocaine being who he is, through me being who I am, all who God made us to be, that, you know, we do reach a wide audience, and they come to this site to see what's going on. So we want to be able to not only promote the radio show, but we want to be able to promote the action that's taking place around the world, you know, via these different organizations and, you know, different kingdom workers that God has chosen and put into position to bring forth what we're trying to do. So, again, that's justified at justifiedmusic.net. Send over your information. Link with us on Twitter at Cocaine Official. I'm at The Real Justified. On Facebook, I'm Justify Smith. We have a Men of Faith and Action group on Facebook that we would like you to join. I don't want to go through and force anybody to join. There's that option to click on your name and make you join. No, we want people to step forward on their own and join this and share their information. Anything positive, anything inspirational, we want that to be a place where you can come and post. And we will be selecting stuff from the Men of Faith and Action group to take and transfer over to the main website. So we just pray that you guys will take advantage of this platform and send your information to us so we can get the word out, so we can tweet, retweet, we can Facebook post, we can share, we can like, we can do all those things that are necessary to get this movement moved. So we want to appreciate and send our love to all the listeners that tuned in today. It's been another great show. We're down to the last 2 minutes, and like we always do on this show, we try to end it with some good music. Feeling good. So with no further ado, we're going to end this show, and we're going to take you out with some good old school with Sam Cooke. Y'all check it out. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll be back in this same spot next week from 2 to 4 p.m. Much love to everybody that supported. We love y'all. One.
But I know a change gon' come.